You may begin.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hereby call this afternoon meeting of the Michigan State University Board of Trustees to order. Brian Quinn, please do the roll call.
Trustee Byram.
Here.
Trustee Foster.
Here.
Trustee Kanaki Jefferson.
Here.
Trustee Kelly.
Here.
Trustee O'Keefe.
Here.
Trustee Scott. Trustee Tebe.
Here.
And Trustee Basser. All trustees are present.
Thank you. Our first order of business is approval of the proposed agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Thank you.
Support.
Thank you. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. Trustee Byram will now present the personnel action.
So, I am working on it. Just a second here. Okay. As chairperson of the Board of Trustees, I move that the Board of Trustees of Michigan State University hereby approves the appointment of Alan Haller as Vice President and Director of the Department of Intercollegiate Athletics, effective September 1st, 2021 through September 1st, 2026. And be it further resolved that the President of the University is hereby authorized to execute both documents and agreements as may be necessary for or appropriate in connection with the implementation of this action.
Support
that motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Comments? I'd like to make some comments if I may, and then I'll welcome any others. In early August, we announced that Bill Beekman would be transitioning back to a leadership role in our central administration team to help with strategic planning implementation. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank Bill for the work he did over the past 3 years and the steadiness he provided to our athletic department during a very difficult time. We made the decision to go to a national search to find our 20th athletic director for MSU and engage collegiate sports associates to help us conduct this search. In addition to the search firm, we established an advisory committee consisting of current and former athletes, alumni, a former coach, faculty, and board members. The search firm met with coaches and staff in the athletics department and further helped us to identify what qualities would be most important in an athletic director. The advisory committee also helped refine the position description to guide our search for prospects from a list assembled from nominations and individuals identified by collegiate associates as fitting the profile. And they were responsible for identifying a short list of prospects we could pursue. We thought it was important for everyone that we look at all options nationwide and find the best fits for our needs at Michigan State. We were impressed with the caliber of athletic leaders and of those who were interested in coming to MSU. But one prospect had all the qualities that we wanted and also happened to already be a part of the Spartan family. He's an alum, former athlete, former MSU PD police officer, and a current senior member of the athletic team. Which brings us to today. And I'm very excited to present to the Board of Trustees my nomination for our next athletic director, the single finalist from our search, Alan Haller. Alan has the integrity, leadership skills, and empathy, and public service mindset and dedication to student-athlete success that we need in our next leader. He's been a leader in promoting diversity among our athletic administrators and helping them become more engaged with the student-athletes they serve. He's led by example and has been laser-focused on student-athletes and what they need to succeed right now and in their future. He's identified best practices among administrators and helped implement them throughout our sports, working continuously to improve performance. Looking out over the full department, he has worked to provide opportunities for administrators to grow in their jobs and responsibilities, and has been a very steady hand in the difficult time associated with COVID-19. In conversation with my RBSM advisors, I learned that they felt that through the past 4 years, Alan has been the leader in supporting prevention education and helping survivors connect to supportive services. He is caring and empathic, and his background in criminal justice and trauma-informed approach to sensitive situations has been of great value to the department in dealing with these critical issues. Throughout his career and during the search process, Allen demonstrated a strong ability to really connect to student athletes. He is consistently and passionately focused on their well-being and success, and remain committed to the fact that our athletes are student first, and we cannot lose sight of that priority. I've witnessed it myself over these last 2 years. Allen is a natural leader, and I have complete confidence that he will continue advancing our Spartan athletic program and student success. And that ends my comment. Any other discussion at this point? Hearing none, all those in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me correct that. There should be a roll call vote. My error, members of the board. Brian Quinn, would you lead the roll call vote?
Absolutely. Trustee Byram.
Yes.
Trustee Foster.
Yes.
Trustee Kanaki Jefferson.
Yes.
Trustee Kelly.
Yes.
Trustee O'Keefe.
Yes.
Trustee Scott.
Enthusiastically, yes.
Trustee Tebe.
Yes.
Trustee Vassar.
Yes.
So the result?
Unanimous yes.
Thank you. So we have unanimous approval. Thank you so much, members of the board. I'm now going to turn it over for a trustee comment. And we'll begin with Trustee Byram.
You're on mute.
Muted, Diane. Diane, you're muted.
Oh, you know, again, I'm getting a little out of order from our agenda. If Alan Howard is with us, there he is. Alan, congratulations. Would you like to address the board and our audience? Sorry.
Absolutely. Thank you. Good afternoon. Before I make my brief comments about my vision for the department, I'd like to take time to let you know that our Spartan family is hurting right now. We're mourning the loss of executive senior associate athletic director, Jim Pignatero, and rowing student athlete, Olivia Long, who was also a team captain. Our hearts, thoughts, and prayers are with the Pignatero and Long families. I'd like to take this time to thank the Board of Trustees, MSU President, Sam Stanley, for this incredible opportunity to be the next athletic director at Michigan State University. It is truly an honor to lead a department that has been so meant so much to my life. I grew up in Lansing, Michigan. I attended Lansing Public Schools. And as a kid, I attended art and football camps here at MSU. I'm also a former student athlete competing for football and track and field. I've been coming to MSU's campus for about 40 years. I love this community. I love MSU. Being a student athlete was a transformational experience for me. I learned the values and traits of hard work, dedication, being a team player, being able to pick yourself up and working through difficulties, all traits I use today. That's why that is my passion. Every single day to help our current and future student athletes have the same transformational experience that I did. This is not a job. This is my responsibility to make sure our student athletes succeed. Spartan Athletics will be a valued member of the MSU community. We will be an extension of the university's values, mission, and purpose. We will create a culture of competitive excellence centered around trust, honesty, integrity, transparency, mutual respect, diversity, equity, inclusion. We will strive for excellence across all sports. And we will be an and department, meaning we will continue to support our revenue sports in their quest for excellence in championships. And we will provide resources, support, and opportunities for our Olympic sports to excel in their chosen sport, both academically and athletically. Spartan Nation, I'm excited. Please join us because we're about to do something incredible here in MSU Athletics. and the MSU community. We need you. Move forward with us. Again, this is my dream responsibility. I love this community. I love this university. I'm excited to go to work for you. Thank you, and go green.
Go white.
Go white. Thank you. So now, Brian, I turn it over to you.
Yeah. For any trustee comments, we'll start with Trustee Byram.
Thank you. Alan, thank you for beginning your remarks with acknowledging the loss that the Spartan Athletic Department has been experiencing over the past week. I would like to take a moment to acknowledge also on behalf of the entire Board of Trustees, the extremely emotional time in MSU athletics as they deal with the loss of valued and loved team members of our Spartan family. Let me be among the first to say congratulations, Alan. I believe you to be a leader who is steadfastly committed to the success of MSU and our student athletes. I have full confidence that you will continue to move Michigan State athletics forward with a vision that focuses on student success, competitive excellence, and integrity in all that we do. I am truly excited about the future of MSU athletics.
Trustee Foster.
Congratulations, Alan. I'm thrilled that you're assuming this position. I look forward to a very, very promising and successful future with you at the helm of MSU Athletics. And I'd also like to thank Bill Beekman for his 3+ years of service as our athletic director.
Trustee Kanaki Jefferson.
So I will join my colleagues both in expressing condolences for the loss that the athletics department has experienced this week. Also thanking Bill Beekman for his service. And then I want to take just a moment, if I may, to share some concerns I have about the process that was used for selecting our next athletic director here at Michigan State, but also to congratulate Alan Heller on becoming our new athletic director. So first, some concerns. I was appointed as a trustee when this board was in crisis. Another trustee had resigned over disagreement about the board's accountability and transparency in handling the Nassar documents. And the governor appointed me in part to help lead this institution forward from that turmoil. And because my professional background has been devoted to legal ethics and gender equity, I was honored to accept this mission. I care deeply about Michigan State University, and I want to help usher in a new era of equity in the treatment of women and minorities. And from my view, this search process regrettably lacked the openness and public transparency that I and others, including Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, called for in her role as chair of the governor's task force on women in sports. And as trustees, we have an obligation to expose practices that risk discriminatory or biased treatment, even when unintentional. And I'm worried here that the lack of transparency may only further perpetuate concerns and misperceptions about the institution's commitment to the improved treatment of women in the wake of the Nassar scandal and the harm that continues, for example, as documented in the 2019 climate survey on relationship violence and sexual misconduct. Equitable treatment for women and minorities is at the core of who I am as a scholar and a member of this community. This is personal for me. Michigan State is where I launched my career as a legal ethics professor. It's where my husband received his degree and would go on to serve as the first African-American Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Texas. It's where his son began his own journey on a legal career. My teenage children learned to walk at Spartan marching band practices and began their own education as preschoolers in the MSU Child Development Lab. But Michigan State is also a place where I experienced discrimination as a faculty member. I was advised by a senior administrator in my department not to pursue tenure because as a mother of young children, it would be too stressful for my family. When I complained that my female peers and I were paid less than our male counterparts, my dean called me the Norma Ray of the faculty for raising this inequity and securing equal compensation. So it's this juxtaposition, my love for a university that has played a pivotal role in my own life and the lives of so many of my family and friends balanced against my knowledge of the harms that Nassar caused so many women and inequities that have been experienced by others, including me, through this institution that propels me to raise these concerns now about the selection process. And one of my many goals as trustee is to help this university move forward with more inclusive, open, and transparent processes in the future. Despite my concerns with the process, I enthusiastically endorse Alan Heller's appointment to the role of athletic director. I am confident that, like me and my colleagues on this board of trustees, he is committed to remedying the structural inequities, whether it's finding the funds to make sure that all of our student athletes, and especially our female student athletes, have appropriate restrooms and other facilities, or working to reform policies and practices to provide equitable opportunities for advancement of women and minority leaders. Alan Heller has been doing this work behind the scenes throughout his career at Michigan State. And I believe he has the ability to transform the athletic department in his new role, working together with Dr. Ashley Baker, our newly hired Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer of the athletic department. I look forward to the next era of leadership under Alan Heller that will prioritize achieving diversity, inclusion, equity, and a culture of care as much as winning in the competitive arena. And so, a huge congratulations to you, Alan, today, and thank you.
Trustee Kelly.
Right, thank you. I just note that I do agree with some of the comments of Trustee Kanarki Jefferson, although I do believe that the process resulted in the best candidate, and so I want to congratulate Alan. I'm very excited for the future of athletics here at MSU, and I'm very excited for your leadership. I want to note and thank again Bill Beekman, as other colleagues have done. He held the course for the last 3 years, and he did it, quite frankly, out of a love for MSU. I also want to thank the president for guiding us through this process, and also the advisory committee, as well as the trustees of the board that sat on that advisory committee, Trustee Kanarki Jefferson and T-Bay. I actually think that the process in the end resulted in the best candidate, and that's really what we're looking for. So I'm excited for the future, and thank you.
Trustee O'Keefe.
Thank you. I want to express my condolences to the families who suffered the recent loss that was mentioned by Trustee Byram and our newly appointed athletic director, Heller. I want to thank Bill Beekman. Bill really picked up a big oar in the face of a lot of adversity, and I appreciate your yeoman's effort over the last 3 years, and I thank you. I also want to thank Dr. Stanley for running a rigorous process with a lot of stakeholders with varied interests and a lot of input. I know this was not easy, and I appreciate you trying to keep everything down the middle of the road relative to the process. If you give a person a job, they'll work for your money. And if you find a person who believes in your mission, vision, and values, they will work with their blood, sweat, and tears. Alan Heller is such a person. I welcome you, Alan. You survived a very rigorous national search with many qualified candidates. Your passion for MSU and your dedicated service to the university made your candidacy stand out. I am so pleased that you have accepted this position of athletic director and that the fact that you're bringing your many talents to MSU. But too much is given, much is expected. And I have tremendous joy and support for you as you continue this new journey. And welcome aboard, Alan. Go Green.
Trustee Scott.
Thank you. I would also like to extend my condolences to the family and loved ones, friends of all of those that we have discussed that have lost their lives over the course of the last weeks. Our prayers and our thoughts are with you. I also would like to thank Bill Beekman for the leadership that he displayed during a really difficult time in our athletic department's history, as well as the university. And so I wish to thank you, and I look forward to continuing to work with you in your new role as an executive. I would also like to thank President Stanley for really incorporating the board in this process, taking the time to hear what our concerns were, what our suggestions were, the issues that we thought needed to be of the utmost importance with the decision of who would come in to take over this role as the athletic director. And I ultimately think that even though this was his appointment, I feel like it was all of ours because we all felt so strongly about the candidate that Alan Holler is. And I just want to let Alan know how very excited and happy for him I am. I really believe that the passion that he has is going to take him extremely far. But I would be remiss not to talk about what his appointment in this position actually means for those that come after him. And when I think about athletes, people that come from various backgrounds, some of them from disadvantaged homes and situations, and all of the things that they go through typically to try to, you know, do for their families by going into the professional sports that they enter into or going to the Olympics and things of that nature. I think about how important it is for those that don't make those goals to go professional or to go, you know, into the Olympic arena or something like that, to see someone who had come up through the system, as Alan talked about. I mean, he was in law enforcement. He really worked his way up. And I think it's a phenomenal story. I'm hoping that it is an inspiring story for those youth that come after him to see that anything's possible. You don't have to end up in a certain place and you're not a failure if you don't. I just think that this story is the beginning of a new era for Michigan State University. And I am extremely excited to see what he's going to do to take us to that next level. We will be a leader, I believe, in this arena for years to come because of the visionary person that we have guiding us through. So I am so very excited, happy, and I'm just looking forward to working with you. You are so deserving of this. You can stop pinching yourself because you did it. So congratulations.
Trustee Tebe.
Thank you. I just want to start by saying my heart goes out to those in the athletic department that are mourning the loss of two of our own and their families and friends that are going through this difficult time. I also want to thank Bill Beekman for his continued service to Michigan State University in many different capacities, and this last one, an athletic director. But also I'm looking forward to working with you in your new position. I just want to thank you for your kindness throughout your entire time here at Michigan State, and I've really enjoyed getting to know you in this position and looking forward to working with you in the next one. And lastly, I want to congratulate Alan on this new position. I am so very excited for you and for Michigan State to have you at the lead of our athletic department, and looking forward to working with you and seeing all of the great things that you do, and know that we are all here backing you up. So if you need anything, just pick up the phone, because we all want you to succeed, because if you succeed, we all succeed. So thank you so much.
Trustee Vassar.
Okie dokie. What a dynamic time to serve on this board. Lots of changes, quickly baptized into fire in a lot of ways. Renee, as a Black woman faculty member, I understand and empathize with your experiences. And I could just see the pain in your voice as you recounted them for us. Thank you for your bravery in speaking out regarding your convictions and your principles. Values are super important, and you continue to persist in displaying them with, you know, openness, and I appreciate you. We'll work to make change. It's not lost on me that the last five folks appointed and voted to this board ran or were appointed for change. And so this process was one wrought with the growing pains necessary to facilitate transformative change. I'm grateful for the agility and flexibility of our president and the grace and professionalism of our colleagues during this process. I'm hopeful we'll realize the change we seek to see. It's been my pleasure to serve on this board. I've already learned so much and met so many super awesome, fantastic folks. Thank you, Bill Beekman, for your continued dedicated service to our illustrious university. I look forward to working with you and learning from you, and the grits are on me next time. I got you. Yeah, grits. Good job on the grits. Though I have not known him for long, A.D. Haller immediately impressed me as an integral, passionate, and kind person. And I immediately respected him and his commitment to our students. I am so pleased that you will serve our MSU student athletes, A.D. Haller. I look forward to working with you to ensure their success both on and off the field, court, dirt, turf, wherever they're playing, on campus and beyond. And please let us know how we can partner with you to ensure Spartan athletes contribute to the improvement of the world as they represent MSU upon completion of their journeys here with us. Get some sizzle that's left in your summer, folks.
That concludes trustee comments.
So thank you very much to all the trustees for your comments. And again, congratulations to Alan Haller. And again, I very much look forward to working with you as we move Michigan State Athletics and the entire university forward. So thank you. At this moment, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Thank you. Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Any opposed? There have never been yet. So thank you. I hereby move that this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Okay, goodbye.